Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. I just saw this in the news, and I wanted to share it with you ASAP. There was a rumor going around on Zero Hedge that the Fed may actually raise interest rates tomorrow. Tomorrow. An emergency interest rate hike. Just how we had an emergency meeting back in March of 2020 where they decreased interest rates. This time, they may call for an emergency increase because inflation is getting out of hand. And I don't think this is the Fed that would make this call. I think it's the administration. So you guys know that I have been saying this for many months now, that inflation is the kryptonite to politicians. And you can imagine the phone call today between Joe Biden or the administration and Jerome Powell, where the headline CPI goes from 7% up to 7.5%. This is everywhere in the news, absolutely everywhere in the news. And everyone in the United States is talking about how prices are going up higher and higher and higher. And this is being picked up more and more and more in the mainstream media, which exacerbates the politician's problem. So you can imagine that phone call with Biden and Jerome Powell today, where he calls and he says, you've got to do something immediately about inflation. Do something, do something, do something. You cannot allow inflation to continue to run hot going into the March meeting. We've got to take action now, or else there's no way that I am going to be reelected. So I don't know if this is the premise of the Zero Hedge article. So let's get right into it right now and check this out. Because if they do raise rates tomorrow or maybe Monday, I think this article is asserting, this would be absolutely huge. Who knows what this would do to volatility? Well, actually, I'm not really saying that. I didn't really mean that. What I meant is everyone knows what that would do to volatility, and it would absolutely skyrocket as a result. So talk about the market being offsides. Wow, that would be huge. So this is on Zero Hedge, whispers of an emergency Fed rate hike as soon as tomorrow, with the punditry obsessing over the March FOMC meeting, where odds earlier today hit 100% of a 50 basis point rate hike. Wow, I didn't realize that. So I knew that the odds were almost 100% of a 25 basis point rate hike, but now they're talking about a 50 basis point hike. Whoa, and I didn't realize this either. And more than 6 rate hikes for 2022. Woo, more than 6. I tell you what, guys, if the Fed does this, wow, we are going to see some volatility, to say the least. The real action is in the February Fed funds contract, which is spiked to 13 basis points, suggesting 5 basis points of tightening relative to the effective funds rate of 0.08%. Remember, guys, the Fed funds rate, although it's at zero, it's a range between 0 and 25 basis points. So they say, why is this notable? Because February contract expires February 28th, more than 2 weeks before the FOMC decision. Now, before we get too far into this article, guys, I want to revisit what I've been talking about, what I think is the most important thing to keep track of, and that is the 10-year and the 2-year. So every single video we have done today, the 10-year has gone higher and higher and higher. Closed the day at 2, or, well, as of right now, I should say, it's 2.045%. And the 2-year, look at this, up over 1.6%. So I even hesitated to do this video. I wanted to give you the news, but I'm like, what? There's no way the Fed would raise rates tomorrow. Like, that's just such a low probability. But then I checked the 2-year. I'm like, whoa, time out here. Maybe it's not as low a probability as I thought. Because just going back to our last video, what was that, an hour ago? It was at 1.54. Now it's up another 6 basis points just since the last video. And keep in mind, it closed the day yesterday at 1.36. So it's up 24 basis points just today. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
So when I saw that, I'm like, wow, maybe this Zero Hedge article is onto something here. Because usually what you'll see is the market has insider information. That's the bottom line. So you see the market, especially toward the end of the day, kind of front running a lot of times what happens the next day as far as a big announcement. So that could be what we are seeing. That could be what the market is signaling right now with these treasury, with the 2-year treasury going from, you know, 1.5 during at like 11 o'clock this morning Eastern time, now all the way up to 1.6, a 10 basis point hike just throughout the trading day today. Get back to the Zero Hedge article. So although this seems impossible, it's, which is what I thought when I read this headline before I looked at the 2-year, not according to Fed Watcher and SGH macro strategist Tim Dewey, who writes that he would not be surprised by an intermeeting move either tomorrow. And remember, we talked about an intermeeting move that Bullard, we talked about that in the last video, but I thought like intermeeting move like a week before March. I didn't think about that intermeeting move tomorrow or by Monday. I know this sounds, or this is crazy aggressive. Aggressive? Yes. Crazy? Perhaps. After all, the Fed is still buying bonds as part of the QE. Yeah, that's a great point that the Fed could be raising rates while at the same time they're doing quantitative easing. I mean, talk about a upside down parallel bizarro universe. Holy cow. Now, the real trick will be if the Fed can do QE and QT at the same time. Oh, that's how insane this is getting. In other words, we may face a monetary paradox of Fed hike. Okay, this is their words again. Monetary paradox of Fed hiking rates while still having easy monetary policy through QE. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So there you have it, guys. I wanted to bring that to your attention because I think that is huge news. And just sit down and buckle up because it may be a bumpy ride tomorrow. That's for sure. Or Monday. Wow. Let's pay attention to the news. Let's pay attention to maybe if the, oh, you know what? Let's go back to that Zero Hedge article. There's one other thing they mentioned that I didn't realize. They said that be on the watch for an emergency Fed declaration tomorrow and Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern time. I guess this is the preferred time for the Fed to make unexpected pre-market announcements. So I would set your alarm clock right now to 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And we'll have to sit back and see what the Fed has in store for markets. And my goodness gracious, if there's any way to go long vol, do it right now. As soon as this video gets done. All right, on that note, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you in the next video.